We're on Pei Aleph Amud Aleph. The two dots at the bottom. Sholach le'rova l'abaya. B'yad Rav Shmaya Bar Zeva. So after Abaya said that the ksuba is given to collect mechayim, so Rava asked Abaya the following. Umi nitna ksuba l'gvoz mechayim. The ksuba then considered collectible when the person's alive. For Tanya Rababa Omer, Sha'alti es Sumchas. Rababa said, I asked Sumchas, Harotza Shiyimkor benichse ochiv. A Yavam inherits all of his dead brother's nechasim. And he's not allowed to sell any of them. Itakonis the Rabbanan. Because they're all meshubed to the ksuba of the wife, the Yavama. And even though at a regular marriage, a person is allowed to sell his nechasim, except they become leaned to the ksuba. And if there's nothing left or whatever, she goes and collects from the people who bought the karka. But by Yavam, since the property of the second husband, of the Yavam, is not leaned, only the property of the dead brother is leaned, so we're afraid that use of that property, she won't have any ksuba. So therefore he's not allowed to sell anything from that property. Okay. So what happens now? He's miyabim the woman and he wants to sell a field. He's not allowed to. So what should he do? Ketzed hu ya'oseh. Im kohen, who if it's a kohen, who if he divorces her, he can't get her back. So then, yaseh suda, the yafayis. She make a suda and be mafayis her to let him sell it. In Yisrael, who megarish beget, if he's a Yisrael, he divorces her, right? And she understands she's only being divorced to allow him to sell the field. The yachzer, and then he'll marry her again. And we'll see, either while she's divorced, he surely can sell the field, or even when he takes her back, now his nechasim are meshubit for the ksuba. Now he's taking her back on the original ksuba, but his nechasim, now he's allowed to sell. Now he's just like any husband, he's allowed to sell the karka, and in the end, if there's nothing left, she'll get it from the people he sold it to. But only by a yavama, is he not allowed to sell any of the nechasim that he inherited from his brother, because those are the only things that are meshubah to the ksuba. Rashi. Sholach le'rova l'abaya, la'achar she'shivu al she'loso. The Omer nitna ksubas yivoma ligvos mechayim shal yavam. Right after Abaya answered Rava previous to this and said that ksubas yivoma is collectible even in the life of the yavam, right? So Rava asked Abaya on that, biad Rav Shmaya, who are your shliach b'tshuva zu? He was the shliach from who Rava asked Abaya. Umi nitna ksubas yivoma ligvos mechayim the yavam. Is that true? That you can collect the ksuba during the lifetime of the yavam, sheyimkor b'nichse yaviv la'achar shekonas es yivimto. If he wants to sell fields that he inherited from his dead brother, right after what's it called, he makes yibum. V'amrin le'el kol nechosav achroim l'ksubaso. And after he makes the yibum, all of his nechosim, all the nechosim that he inherited are meshubit, and he can't sell any of them. So what if he wants to sell them? What should he do? Im kohen hu she'im yigar shen al yuchalish achzira. That if he's megarish, he's not allowed to take her back because she's a grusha. The yasul asuda yotha lefatosa b'mishte ayayim. Make a nice suda and appease her and convince her, right, that he means well, and let him sell the nechasim. The yafayis semena shetitin lo rishus limkor esa odef al kadek subasa. He's not going to sell. And she won't have anything to collect the ksuba from. But anything that's more than the ksuba, she'll let him sell. The im Yisrael who shemuter lahachzik grushaso, if he's a Yisrael who could divorce her and remarry her, megarisha beget umegabes ksubasa, and he pays her a ksuba, umocher mashi yirtz, and then he can sell what he wants. Umachzira amanas ksubasa rishona, he takes her back and he gives her the original ksuba. Or afilu rotzel achzira miyad, even if he wants to take her back, mocher kozman sheirtz, he still could sell, because now she's a regular wife, she's no longer a yavama. She'ein ma'keves melimkor el yavama. Lefi she'ein hayavam kosiv la ksuba, velo kosiv la dekanoi u dekanina. Ve'ein ksubasa el al harishav. Because the yavama, he doesn't write to her whatever I will buy in the future. Just whatever I inherited from my brother is mishubit from the original ksuba. He doesn't write her a ksuba. So as long as she's a yavama, right? In other words, that he didn't marry her stam. So then this halacha applies that he can't sell anything. But if he divorces her and takes her back, now she's a regular wife. Regular wife, he can sell what he wants, except that it's mishubit. So mishum hachi ma'akva bekulo dilma mishtavi hanid miachdila. Because we're afraid that maybe these nechasim are limited. Maybe something will happen to them and she won't have any ksuba. The afagav the omer lekamon ishtaduf b'nechori tarfa mishabdi mikomakom ora eni rotsa l'tzorach lebeisdin. Even though if the fields that are available become ruined, right, they become flooded or something and they're not worth anything anymore, she can go and collect from fields that were sold. But she says, I don't have to go to Basin. I want to be able to collect it from your nechasim, not from things you sold. Avakosav la ksuba kishemachzira, but when he brings her back, he writes her a ksuba. The kosav la de kanoi de kanina. Right, we write the kanoi de osirani la mikne. Any nechasim I have, or I'm going to buy, everything is meshubit. So there's no problem. Right, he'll always have nechasim to be able to give her. Right? It says a what's it called, that if you bought something from the husband and then you went and bought it from the wife, the mekach is bottle. Seems in that Gemara that the husband can't sell the nechasim. That's only three fields. If he's miyachid a specific field, this is for your ksuba. Right, a regular husband, he can't sell that field. Or he, what's it called, she brought in the field and he, what's it called, and he assessed it, and it's basically, what's it called, miyuchad for her ksuba, that's her nechasim, that he can't sell. But normal fields he could sell, even though they're meshubit for the ksuba. But a yavam can't. Okay. The yazir, e, solkadaitin. Nitna ksuba likvos michayim. If you hold that you can collect the ksuba michayim, niyachid lashir ksuba v'ashar lizbe. Then why doesn't he set aside the amount of money for the ksuba and tell her, here's your ksuba. You can take it anytime you want. And then, what's it called? He could sell all the other nechasim. All the other nechasim have nothing to do with the ksuba anymore. He's already given her a ksuba. Where it says, uletameich velosim masnisim. Why are you asking a question from this braisa? Ask a question from Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Lo yomer lo harek subasayich munachas lachal ashulchan, ela kol nechasav achrayin l'ksuba." He can't, if he's a shulchani, he's a money changer, he can't put money on the table and say, "Here's the money for your ksuba, take it whenever you want." Well, he can't do that. All of his nechasim are leaned to that ksuba. He can't say the ksuba will be from this money. So Morris says, "What's it called?" Morris says, "So that you see from the Mishnah that you can't give her a ksuba michayim, a mishnah. Why is they bring for a brisa?" Maybe over there it's saying to the husband, "Don't do this." Why? What's it called? It's an eitzatova that to her she shouldn't accept this money, right? Rashi, letamech the omras time of mishum glo nitna ksuba ligvos michayim. Ami mahadris ad rebaava laosim mi brisa osim masnisa. You can bring up a ferish or raya from the mishnah that you can't give her ksuba while you're alive. Umishani masnisan lo mosivna. The masnisan ikalishnui the lo dinoktani ela eitzatova shlo tova ksuvasa. We're telling her in eitzatova, don't accept this. Because if you accept the money, you may lose the money. And then you won't have any ksuba. So don't take it and let it be leaned on all the property. Then you for sure will get your ksuba when the time comes. Don't take it like this. Ala shulchan. Hein mo shumishtamish ben imu shulchani. Those are the monies that he uses. If he's a money changer, those are his monies. So she takes off a sum of money, puts on the table, and says, "Here, you collect your soup whenever you want." Samara says, "The ilo temahach. If you don't learn the mission like that, it's an only yetzatova. We're not saying that he can't do it, but we're telling her she shouldn't do such a thing, right? If you don't say that, seifa diktani v'chein lo yomer adam leishto." The sefer that says that a regular woman, he shouldn't say to her, here's your ksuba, right? You're going to tell me in the sefer that he can't sell the karka? He can. A regular husband can sell anything he wants. Except it's all lean to the ksuba. It's only a yavam who can't sell. So, obviously, in the sefer, it says he can't put the money on the table, but he could sell all the nechasim. So it's obviously an Eitz HaTovah. Ela Eitz HaTovah kamashmuan. Achinami Eitz HaTovah kamashmuan. The Gemara says, Ela de Rav Abba kasha. The Maisa de Braisa is kasha. What Rava sent to Abaya, you see that you can't collect the Tzuba Michaim because you have to go and divorce her or make a suda. Why don't you just take the Tzuba and say, what's it called? Here. The Gemara says, the Rav Abba nami lo kasha, mishum eva. No, we're afraid that if he sets aside money for her ksuba and says, look, here's your ksuba, take it whenever you want, that she's going to say, you know, the guy has designs to divorce me. He's already setting aside money for my ksuba. Right? But, so therefore, we're afraid that, but if he divorces her, saying, look, I'm only divorcing you so I can get out of this takana that I can't sell the field, I'm going to marry you back, then she knows he doesn't want to divorce her. He knows he's doing this to sell the field. But if he sets money aside for her ksuba, she may feel that he's getting ready to divorce me. So there's going to be constant shalom bayis problems. Therefore, it's better he should divorce her and take her back where she knows that it's just a ploy to be able to sell the field than set aside money for the ksuba where she could feel that maybe he wants to divorce her. Rashi. By a regular husband, bit me. Only those three fields he can't sell. Regular husband can sell whatever he wants, and if it comes out that there's no money to get the ksuba, she'll get it from the mishubadim, from the buyers. The time mishum the kasavla the kanoi v'tikanina. She'll go and get it from the people who sold. Eitz HaTovah, Shema Yovdu HaMetalflin, the Nim says below Ksuba. We're telling her in Eitz HaTovah, don't do this. Don't take your Ksuba from something movable, because you may lose it. The Tzorek Lifto Ksuba Acheres. El de Rababa Kasha, Ad Megarish La, Niyachid La, Shari Gevish and Ginayim L'Shneyem. L'chara, why should divorce her and bring her back? There's a better answer. Put money on the table and tell her this is your ksuba. You can't do that. The ksuba can't be collected from when the guy's alive. Versus no mishum eva. Hamiyachid leishto o karka o metalklin nosin eva solim b'neim. If a guy starts setting aside money or land for the sake of her ksuba, it looks like he's getting ready to divorce him. The sabra ain't of nosin b'gevishim. He's already considering divorce. Right? It's like a lot of these prenuptial agreements where they start making, tnoyim, how they're going to split up their property after they get divorced. So everybody realizes nobody really is interested in the marriage over here. They're already thinking about divorcing. Avozesh megaris amanashi yazir yodet lo osa elin korupakalo eva. But if he divorces her and he tells her, look, I'm taking right back, I just want to be able to sell the fields, then she knows he doesn't really want to divorce her. Okay. Ahu gavra de notle yevama pumpadisa. It was a woman who, his brother died without children, and the yevama fell before him in pumpadisa. Boy achva le mitzala begita, mine. So the halach is like this, that if the yevam, marries the yevama, then that brother gets all the property of the dead brother. It doesn't get divided between all the brothers. If he's not miyabim, he makes chalitza, then all the brothers divide the property of the dead brother equally. So the older brother wanted to make ibum, but one of the younger brothers wanted some of the property. So he wanted to parcel her from ibum, so he'd have to make chalitza by throwing her a get. And we learned in Yevamos that if the woman gets a get from any of the brothers, she's puzzled for any Yibum anymore, and she can only have Chalitza. So he wanted to do this, throw her a get. Now you can't make Yibum, you won't get all the property, I'm going to get my share. Omer Lei, my daita, what are you going to do this for? I'd like to be Miyavivar. Are you afraid that you won't get your share in the property? Mishum Nichse, Anob Nichse, Pagin Lech. Don't worry. I promise you, I made a kinyan, I'll split the nechassim with you, even though I don't have to. Basically, I'm selling you the nechassim, some of the nechassim I got. Omer Rav Yosef, even the Omer Rabban and Lol Lizvin, Afagav Lizov and Lohavis Vinei Zvinei. No, it doesn't work. And in the end, he doesn't. The brother, if he said this, and he's miyabin, he doesn't have to give the brother anything, because since the Rabban said you can't sell it, you're not allowed to sell it. You can't sell it. Titania, Mishameis Niniach Shomeres Yavim, Vihiniach Nechosim B'meya Mana, Afa Pishik Subasa Eino Elamana. If he left 100 mana of Nechosim, even if for Ksuba is only 1 mana, Lo Yimkor, he's not allowed to sell anything, like we said. She called Nechosim Achrayim L'Ksubasa. Because a Yavim is not allowed to sell any of the property. So since he's not allowed to sell it, so Rav Yosef said he can't sell it. Wherever the Rabbanan said you're not allowed to sell something, if you sell it, the sale doesn't take effect. If the Nechosim fell before Erusin, and now she became an Arusa, so the Machlokas Beisham Beisila, whether you're allowed the Chatchila to sell that property because you're selling it from under the Baal, who really should get Teres. But everybody agrees that even though the one who holds you're not allowed to sell it, but if you did sell it, it takes effect. So you see that even though you're not allowed to sell it, the sale takes effect with the other. So they sent this shaila to Rabbi Chanina bar Papai, shochak Rabbi Yosef. He sent back the halachas like Rabbi Yosef, that you can't sell it. Since you're not allowed to sell it, the sale doesn't take effect. Om Rabbaya Atu Rabbi Chanina bar Papai Kefi Talalah. So Rabbaya said, I'm not impressed. Rabbi Yosef said it already. I disagree with him. So I disagree with Chanina bar Papai. Did he enhance it in any way to say it different than Rabbi Yosef, to add something that would make me change my mind? Shalchula Kamei to Rabbi Nubi Berei to Rabbi Nachumi. They sent the same Shaila to Rabbi Nubi Berei to Rabbi Nachumi. Shalcha Kedabai. He sent back that Allah is like Abaya, that you could b'diavad sell it. Even though the chatzchili not allowed to sell it, but the evidence you did it, the sale's a sale. The E Omer Bar of Yosef Time Machrina Sholchuli, and he said, if Rav Yosef has any better reasons to prove to me, not like Abaya, that the sale is not a sale, what's it called? Send it to me. Norfolk Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef looked into it. Dok va'ashkach. He found the brisa that supports it. The Tanya Harishahoya Noshe ba'achiv. Umeis, a person loaned money to his brother, and the brother died. Okay, he borrowed money from the brother, and the brother died. Okay, v'hiniach shomeres yavam, and the brother died without children, and he left a yavama, who's now going to go to the brother who owes the money to the other brother. So he owes it now to the estate. Lo yomer hoyel v'shani yoresh echzakti. He shouldn't say, since I'm yoresh, all my brothers nechasim, I get I'll be machzik in the loan and be vakalit. Elamotzim miyavim. We take that money away, so he owes it to the estate, and therefore v'yikach ben karka. We buy land, but who else pays? He hates the payers, but it really belongs to the wife, right? She's what's it called? The yavama is the one who he yarshed it through her. Right, so the ma'isa, what's it called? Amarle Abaya Dilma de Tova Le Abdule. Maybe they did what was good for him. Better he should not get the money because he can waste and squander the money. So we're telling you know a good answer: buy land with it. You'll eat the payers and you'll have the land. But really, he could take the loan. Amarle Tana Tani Motzi and Biatam Rosh Tova Le Abdule. It says we take it away from him. We don't give him a nice answer what to do. We take it away. Finish. So means that his what's it called, his sale is no sale. Rashi. The mitzvah begodl yabim. He was the older brother, and the mitzvah is for the oldest brother to be miyabim. Boy, Achva caught me then. So the younger brother didn't want him to be miyavim because he'd lose all the nechassim. He wanted to throw a get to her. The la'asra kolo achim, and then none of the brothers could make ibum. You don't want me to get all the property. That's why you want to parcel me from miyavim. Let me be miyavim, and I promise you, I'll split the property with you. Just as if I would give her chalitza, I'll split the property with you. Since he's not allowed to sell it, he's not allowed to sell any of the property, which we've said already a lot of times. I forgot the zovin, if he did sell it, it's like he sold the other one the property, made a kenyan. Doesn't help. Doesn't take effect. So he can laugh at the guy and keep all the property. I'm not impressed. Because he passed from like Rav Yosef. Did he add anything to it? I disagree with your Yosef. I disagree with him too. So he sent back that the halacha is like a baya. That if you sold it, it's a good sale. Even though you're not allowed to sell it. Umeis hanosha hamalva, right? The malva died, and now the lova is holding the money. Lo yomar hayovim hamechuyev hamalos hov ani yorei sha'achnis es ishti. Since I'll be miyavim her, the eskim and the chosim, I'll get all the estate. I'll keep this loan too. The loan will be bottle. Hechzakti v'chov zevelo ashal menuol. No, he has to what's it called? Buy karka, and basically the money is hers. He only was zocha to it through her. The tovi le'avdu eitz tova shiakarka kain lo alamis v'loyosi amos botza. We're talking eitz tova. Instead of taking the money, which could get lost, buy land, and then you'll know that you always have this money. So Morris says, no, you can't say that. Tana tani motzian demash mal korcho. We take it away from him. Not that we give him an eitz tova what to do with his money. Okay.